AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says the new bailout deal just reached for his country will allow Greece to stand on its own feet and avert extreme measures. The deal announced by European Council President Donald Tusk after 17 hours of talks in Brussels.
The decision gives Greece a chance to get back on the track, with the support of European partners. It also avoids the social, economic and political consequences that a negative outcome would have brought.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says a preliminary bailout deal for Greece is predicated on the country asking for further help from the International Monetary Fund. Iran's official news agency is reporting nuclear talks between Iran and the world powers will end soon. A Monday morning report on IRNA says negotiators are seriously discussing in order to resolve the last differences, and soon they'll announce the end of the talks. A temporary deal is set to expire at midnight Vienna time. Police say that a group of gunmen have broken into a store in a suburban Paris shopping center. 10 people are trapped inside. Special police forces have surrounded the store. An official says it's not yet clear whether those trapped are being held hostage or are hiding from the gunmen. Wisconsin's governor today will be the next to say he's running for president. More from the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Scott Walker's in the top tier of Republican presidential hopefuls in just about every poll as he formally announces he is in the race for the GOP presidential nomination. He is the 15th candidate in the field.
The winner of the Miss USA pageant is
Oklahoma!
Miss Oklahoma Olivia Jordan now holds the title. This is the pageant that moved to the Reels channel after NBC dropped it in the wake of Donald Trump's comments about Mexican immigrants. This is AP Radio News. The Russian Defense Ministry says 23 people have died, 19 injured, when the ceiling of a military barracks collapsed in Siberia. Rescuers searched for hours for men trapped under the debris of an airborne troops training center in Omsk. Tropical storm Dolores is gaining strength, and forecasters say it could become a hurricane sometime today. Hurricane specialist John Cangelosi.
Dolores is a mid-grade tropical storm. Maximum winds right now are near 60 miles an hour. It's located just off the Mexican coast, a little less than 200 miles to the south of Manzanillo, which is on the Pacific coast.
The Minions opened at the top of the box office with a huge $115 million haul.
Minions features the sidekicks from the two Despicable Me movies. This time around, the yellow guys are shown through time and end up in the 1960s. With the success already of Minions, experts predict more Minions movies.
The AP's Margie Zeraletta. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.